Hello, friends. Good to have you with us on Red Barn Radio. I'm Bradford Becker. Tonight, we continue on in our 21st season of Red Barn Radio, and we welcome you to show number 825. Yeah, we've got another fun Red Barn Radio program for you tonight featuring the dynamic duo of Brett and Donnie. Brett Higgins, 22-23 Lexington Music Soul R&B Award winner, is a soulful singer-songwriter with infectious energy and passion for music and the message it can bring. Donnie Bowling is a prolific indie rock, folk, rock song writer from the hills of Eastern Kentucky. A great singer himself, Donnie weaves lyrics that are honest and thoughtful and uplifting. Over the past couple of years, the duo released their EP called Shine Through, and Donnie just recently released his full-length album of songs called Work Yourself Out. Welcome to Red Barn Radio, Brett Higgins and Donnie Bowling.
In this room, something that you could feel. Would you share it? Would you show the world the beauty within? The beauty within. The beauty within. Stop you in your tracks if you're running fast. Oh, it's glued to your heels, to your heels. So you try and make the best of not making sense. It ain't so sensible. The beauty within. The beauty.
To WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is presented with the support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's cultural development, advocacy, and fundraising organization. LexArts, working for the development of a strong and vibrant arts community as a means of enhancing the quality of life in Central Kentucky. And by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com.
What do you get when you put together a folk indie singer-songwriter with a soul R&B singer? I think it's safe to say that we can't call it any genre in particular, but who cares? Together, these two guys bring years of experience to create a vibe of positivity and fun that is unlike anything and liked by everybody. We know you're going to like it, too. Welcome the 2023 Appalachian Music Award winner for Best Indie Folk, Brett and Donnie.
When it came to work, if I had known the time was slipping like a noose, break free from debt and you will find the key to all this is not far behind. Oh no, if we only knew what this whole life was doing to you and you and you, we'd take it on the road. Take it on the road. Take it on the road. Oh no. It's far from over, but close enough to see that I'm breaking habits so I can be the one to guide you, the one to show you that this prison's just inside our mind. And if we only knew what this whole life was doing to you and you and you, we take it on the road. Take it on the road. Take it on the road. Oh no, 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 no. Take it on the road. Take it on the road. We got something to show. Something to show. And if we only knew what this whole life was doing, this whole life was doing, this whole life was doing, we'd take it on the road. Take it on the road. Take it on the road. Oh no. Take it on the road. Take it on the road. Got something to show them. Got something to show them. Got something to show them.
When you guys perform your material, do you tend to sort of give it a new look each time you do it, or do you lock into a particular way of making it happen?
We have a structure, and we're like, you know, we want to kind of stay with that a little bit. Sometimes if it feels right and, you know, the sound is a little extra, you're like, okay, maybe a little flair dappled in here and there, but yeah, we try to stay with a tight.
And it's going to be a vocal flair. It's going to be something you do with your voice. It's some fun you have with your voice.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Rarely is it a guitar change, unless it's an accident. We've gotten really good at recovering. It's actually kind of like a fun art form.
It's a game.
It's a skill.
But just whatever it calls for. If the gig's really loud, we'll give each other cues like, all right, this is the loud version, man. Go ahead and let's go for it. Let's stay, you know, down on this one and kind of give it the perfection part, you know, versus the let's party. Here's an extended outro.
But going back to like what he said earlier, you know, music never ends, you know, so it's different every time, really. Yeah. Every performance is different.
You feed off the crowd, right?
Yeah, right.
When all your fears knock at your door, you put them off for long enough. Count the days left till you're finally free. Finally free now to be the person you need to be. The person you need to be.
The person you need to be really is a lot closer than you think. It just takes looking in the mirror and learning to love yourself first. And when you're loving yourself, you're able to really give that love to everyone else that they deserve, that you deserve. That's how it works.
You play the role without giving up. Much is learned when you've had enough. You'll see. Change can find its way out of those toughest ruts. Find its way out to help you be the person you need to be. The person you need to be. And now you're wiser, falling from your failures you've become. You learn, you learn so much. You really learn a lot, and now you see you're free to be the person you need to be. 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 When all your fears knock at your door.
The person you need to be.
You put them off for long enough.
The person you need to be.
You learn so much. You really learn a lot, and now you see.
The person you need to be.
The person you need to be. The person you need to be. The person you need to be. The person you need to be.
You guys are both great singers. It seems to me that you can both pull off harmonies on the spot?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just learning. Literally, I've never heard a harmony in my life.
is that true?
I'd never heard a harmony in my life until I started playing with him. I was like, you can ask Jen Tackett. I even messaged her once if she's watching this. I was like, Jen, like, now that I've started it, that's all I hear.
I do remember you saying
that. It's like a curse now.
I do remember you saying
that. You curse me with harmony.
Before the curse, were you always just falling onto the melody with
the guy singing with you? Probably just the lead vocal, and then also like the other parts of the music was my thing. Like, you know, whether it be drums. I really enjoy drums. I can't play them. But like, I focus on those during songs most of the time.
When you were singing, before you learned to harmonize, did you tend to just sort of meet the other person on their vocal line?
Oh, when I'm singing along with the radio?
Yeah.
Or I was probably doing like really good harmonies, and I just thought I was just lazy singing.
Yeah.
But I was like really on like a third or something.
That's great. I was a harmonizer growing up. I harmonized every song, so I really didn't know the regular parts anymore just because I was like, this is what needs to go
there.
Yeah,
he makes it really easy because it's him.
Is that a church education?
You know, I learned a little bit in church as far as that goes, but it's just a natural thing. I can't really explain it. It's a natural gift that I have to find harmonies. And like I was saying, it's a game to me. I think this will work here and do it.
You got a pretty good range too, right? You can do tenor, baritone.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes,
sir. Bass? Do some bass too?
I can do some bass.
Have any call for bass
in any of your tunes?
We've got
a song later on that I go pretty low. I get pretty low.
How low can you go?
Yeah, we're gonna get low here after a while. Okay, he's got a little range. He can get down low.
Did both of you guys come to music from the vocal side?
I dabble with the keys. I'm self-taught on the keys. So
you've been playing air bass lately?
I have been playing air bass. And Donnie did teach me how to play bass on the road. So watch out.
Oh,
but keys. I can play drums a little bit.
Air bass is a great instrument.
Air bass is a heck of an instrument.
You're not gonna make any mistake. You can play really anything.
I think I'm the best air bassist.
I've never seen him tune it, so I don't know if he's even playing it right.
You never know.
You've never felt something like this before. Oh, it's starting to show. And the cracks in all your silly stories forming holes. Soon they'll know. You gotta give it up. It's coming soon. You gotta give it up before you lose it. Oh, it's about to spill over. Walk 1,000 miles and never feel the distance of love.
You can give yourself up in a physical form,
but it's never enough. You gotta give it up. It's coming soon. You gotta give it up. Spill over your cup. Oh, it's about to spill over. Have you had enough? Oh, it's about to spill over your cup. Oh, it's about to spill over. Have you had enough? Have you had enough? Coming soon. You gotta give it up before you lose it. 'Cause it's about to spill over.
It's about to spill over.
Oh, it's about to spill over. There's no bass in this part, bro.
Playing the air guitar, son.
Talented man.
Thank you so much. I'm playing air drums.
You gotta give it up.
Gotta give it up.
It's coming soon. You gotta give it up before you lose it.
When I asked the question about, you know, did you come to music through vocals, how did you come to music?
I was like in the sixth grade. I played bass.
Well, how did you come to the bass?
Because I like Kiss and I want to be Gene Simmons.
Okay, good.
But, you know, everybody does that. Everybody goes through that. Some of us still want to be him, you know. Mm-hmm. So I played bass in a punk band and I was in high school, grade school.
In Pike County?
Yeah, Eastern Kentucky. One day our singer quit. You know how we do when we're in, like, middle school over something stupid. And I said, I'm going to go pick his guitar up and I'm going to sing into that microphone for the rest of the practice. And by the end of the practice, I'm not lying, he came back in because it was his house. He wasn't going to throw us out or anything, but, you know, he had a tantrum. But when he came back, he goes, hey, that sounded pretty good. I'm back in. So they'll start playing bass and singing. But yeah, I came from the instrument side. Yeah.
When did you pick up guitar?
I picked up a guitar probably when I was 18 or 19, and it was just kind of the usual, you know, playing Wonderwall every night until I got real good at Wonderwall.
Yeah, you and a lot of others. Yeah.
Well, there's something that you have never seen in me. It's something that I can't explain or convey rightfully.
Like the brightest of the stars in the darkest of night. Yeah, yeah.
It's a beacon to the lost, signal from Mars, to show them that there's more to life out there. There's more to who we are. Do you see the things that I see in you? Impossible, searching for hearts
of golden diamonds, patiently waiting at the end of the storm to bring us some truth. Yeah, ooh, ooh, yeah.
The truth is, there's love, love, there's love for me and you.
The truth is, there's love, love, I'm sending out to you.
Do you feel the way that I feel? Do you see the things that I see?
Do you see the things that I see?
Do you feel the way that I feel?
Do you feel the way that I feel?
Do you see the things that I see?
Do you see the things that I see?
Do you feel the way that I feel for you?
What about you? What were you listening to when you were 18 or 19?
18, 19, I was listening to a lot of different things. I was listening to the Eagles. I was listening to Michael Jackson, Prince, Bill Withers. And then you go into some, I mean, Bryan Adams. It's all over the board. Kirk Franklin. I mean, it was just whatever was on that made me feel good.
Of the stuff you were listening to, what part of that came from your family?
There's a lot of stuff coming from home and Funkadelics. I mean, there was a lot of stuff. It was all over the place, and I'm very appreciative of it. Even Snoop, you know, I got an uncle that would play Kraftwerk, which is like this band overseas that played a lot of electronic computer music, and that's what we called it. It's like, JJ,
techno.
Play the computer music or play Snoop. Over these little kids listening to Snoop in the back seat, just bobbing our head. But
no,
I mean,
idea what he's talking about.
Hey,
though.
We sure didn't know, but we loved it. We loved the way it made us feel, the way it made us move. Huh. So anything that made me feel good and made me move in a good way, that's what I grabbed to.
Yeah.
Fly beautiful, fly freely. Wherever you go, I'll be there if you need me. When we met in that beautiful season, I know in my heart it's for more than one reason. Victories and happiness, the pain and through the road. We laugh, we love, we heartbeats for others. It's evident, they say. I'm blessed to have been loved like that and held you every day. The victories and happiness, the pain and through the growth. We laughed, we loved, we failed, we tried. We've given up this hope. Though we've given up this whole home.
So we're about to put this song out. It's about to come out on a sampler from Winter Song, I believe.
Yes.
Hopefully I didn't ruin that for anybody.
That's all right.
We're doing a live EP, and it's got some of our songs and some other songwriters around the area, too. But this is one of our songs for it. We wrote it for the performance that we've been doing every year with them over at Manchester Music Hall. So the song's called How Low Is Low. And I think it falls in line with the usual Donnie writings, not Brett and Donnie writings. This is more of like a more of a downer, I believe. I believe they call this a downer, Brett.
It's all good.
How low is low now, could you tell me? Been planning here for years. Sometimes I wonder if the sun's still shining here. I know there's light, I just can't see it.
Oh, there's a light, everyone sees it.
But I'm blinded with fear. Could you tell me?
How low is low now? Could you tell me? Yeah.
How low is low now? Could you tell me? I've been treading here for years. No more.
No more.
No more. Tell me
no more.
How low is low now, could you tell me
no more?
How low is low now, could you tell me? I've been treading here for years. Things up. Don't leave behind what
we're
you
back
need
with more Red Barn Radio after this break. Red Barn Radio, roots music, southern style. We'll be right back.